Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ickle-firsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick. Everyone, Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 93 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
You can't spell Megan without me.
I'm Katie.
And apparently I'm a trash bag.
This episode is sponsored by Dash Lawton. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today we will be discussing chapter 20 poo.
Oh, this is going to be an episode.
Why?
Oh, 22 of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, the unexpected task, the unexpected poo. So make sure that you have read that chapter and you're ready to saunter into the details.
Ooh. I will say this.
Good descriptive word for this chapter.
This seems like a chapter for a different podcast.
Yes. Before we begin, let's go to Megan for some weekly profit stuff.
All right. I want to talk about
weekly profit. What happened to Mickey Mouse Tales?
I'm still on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
There's still more tales to be told.
Lots of tales to be told. There wasn't really, honestly, a whole lot of like Potter news for this week. We're a little bit in like a little slump here. So I wanted to talk about our Orlando meetup that's going to be happening in August. So Katie, Tiffany, and myself are going to be down in Orlando August 8th through the 10th. And we figured that Katie and I have done a meetup in Orlando, but Tiffany, we didn't do one whenever we went the first time, the four of us, because like we were just starting out then.
Oh my God.
No one even wanted to meet us.
We were so fresh.
Dude, we tried to on the bus. Somebody said that they recognized you and Tiffany.
I don't know. I mean, I remember. They were looking at us and then they said something under their breath.
They were looking at us.
Well, we tried to pass out buttons and people were like, what was this?
Trash. I tried to do it because I don't like talking to humans.
It can be very nerve-wracking. August 9th, we will be hosting a meetup at City Walk in Orlando, which means you do not need park admission to meet us.
we're going to hang out.
What they don't know is that they are going to charge $5 per person to talk to us. If you want to look us in the eye, well, I won't be there. If you want to look at them in the eye, it's $10.
True.
Per eye.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But
all the money's going to my college fund. Going back to school.
But we wanted to make sure that it was accessible for everybody. So we're not going to do a meetup in the parks. We're going to do a meetup at City Walk. You might have to pay for parking. Actually, I don't think that you'll have to because we're going to do it later in the evening. I would assume like closer to dinner-ish time.
Yep.
So parking should be free at City Walk then. And we're going to meet in the grassy area of City Walk. And for people who don't know what that means.
That's me. I don't know.
There's literally these like grassy steps. You can't miss them. If you just walk into City Walk and keep walking straight, you'll come to these steps that have grass on them that you go down. And that's where like the boat docks are for the hotels.
Okay.
Like the launches for the
boats.
They
have boats for the hotels?
A boat's a boat, but a mystery box could be anything. It could even be a boat. You know how much we want one of those.
So we're going to be gathering on the grassy steps. And then maybe we'll go and get some voodoo donuts or something together, which is right there.
Well, that's cool. Is that the place that's also in Portland?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you guys going to the parks both days?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to park it. Park it up.
Yeah, because they have this really awesome promotion. I don't know if people don't know about this, but if you buy a 2-day ticket, you get 3 days for free.
So 5 days.
So you get 5 days for the price of 2 at Universal right now.
That's
bananas. Do you have to use them in the same year?
Yeah. So like Tiffany's will expire. I don't think we're going to use 5 days. I think we'll use 4. But
yes, we have to go back.
No, it'll expire after 2 weeks.
Oh, well, she wants to go in Disney time. Oh, sweet.
December
mother.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant Christmas time when it came out Disney time.
I do need to go to
Disney. It is a sight to see both Disney and Universal at Disney. Gosh darn it. At Disney time. That's what we're going to call Christmas time now.
Disney time.
It's magical.
So yeah, but they have a cool promotion going on and those are the tickets that we got. So
more details to come, but that's what we're thinking.
Yep.
I don't know a time yet. That'll be, make sure that you are in our Facebook group because I created an event for it. I don't really have many details on there except for the date. But join that event because that's where we'll post things. And then I'll also try to post like in our Instagram story when we know a little bit more info and
we'll make it accessible.
Tiffany, I'm sure, will post it on Twitter when we know more details. So just keep an eye out on our social media.
You guys will have fun.
Oh, we're going to have a blast. I can't wait.
I can't wait to ride this. I saw the commercial for the first time on TV for the new ride.
It's so cool.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see the unicorn in the last shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
I've not seen it.
I would love to see some baby unicorns. Quality. Quality corns.
So yeah, I hope that people come.
Why would you interrupt?
I'm sorry. I just am really excited about our meetup and I hope that people show up and want to talk to us because they're fun.
Well, if they don't, we're just going to drown our sorrows in some donuts.
True.
Or just
peace out and go to the park because you'll have tickets for that day.
True.
It's time.
Oh, we're doing it again. Recap.
I'd like you one time to sing it for me.
Okay. Well, next time.
Okay. Kind of a boring recap this time.
Uh-oh. Aside from the fact short chapter
that there was a crazy party.
The last chapter wasn't short. This one's short. My summary should be short, but it never is.
There was a crazy party in the Gryffindor common room to celebrate Harry completing and surviving the first task. Hurrah. Rita is scuttling around again, and it seems like her new target is Hagrid. Mm. And Hermione shows Harry and Ron the kitchens, and Harry runs into an old friend, Dobby.
Hey.
And even Winky is there.
Womp womp.
Yeah, no.
Don't have a Blinky because you'll miss Winky.
I don't even know what to say to you.
Let's talk.
Oh, wait. Before I forget.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody today. Because that's when this will come out.
Oh. Tiffany, it's your first Mother's Day as an actual mom and not just a pregnant
Mother's
lady.
Day.
But you know what that means?
What?
It means your baby's almost a year old.
Shut up.
I'm a mama to my cats, so I celebrate Mother's Day.
Happy Cat Mom Day.
Cat Mom Day.
Cat Mom Day. They should have special days for this.
They probably do. Should. I guarantee you they do.
Somebody tell me when it is. I need to celebrate.
Celebration. All right, move on.
Harry and Ron were goofing off in Transfiguration. But before the class was dismissed, McGee tells them all about the Yule Ball, kind of. And then she's like, y'all better act appropriate because we're Gryffindors and I'm not afraid to like deduct a million points from each of you. And then she privately tells Harry that he needs a date. And I said, me too, bro. Everyone and their brother stayed at Hogwarts for Christmas break. And really, all the talk was all about the good old Yule Ball. What could it be? Nobody knows. And Harry was looking at the ladies, and then he finally chose to ask one and was denied. Same thing kind of happened to Ron. And then he finally figures out that Hermione is also a girl. And I said, took him long enough. And but in the end, they do get dates. Well, actually, in the end of the chapter, Harry for sure gets a date. Maybe one for Ron, but they aren't sure yet.
I've never had a date.
I know. I almost bought you two.
Dude, I can honestly, right now, your parents have been out of town so much, I'm struggling for a date. Meg, are you going to apologize to Katie?
No, I just wanted everybody to know that it's my birthday week when this episode comes out, so I'm almost 29.
Fancy. I'll give you a bell.
Thanks.
Happy I didn't almost get a bell birthday, for my Meg. Birthday.
You didn't ask Belated for one. Belated bell.
I just got a double.
That's for your birthday.
They're all nice. Different tones. I like it.
They are. I enjoy it. We should create a song. Harry and Ron start the chapter off by getting scolded by McGee for having a sword fight with a couple of Fred and George's fake wands at the back of the class.
Classic.
And I love Classic. This image.
I do as well.
Because it's just wholesome fun. You know what I mean?
They were done with like what they were doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were completely done. They had already copied their homework, but she still had things to tell them, so they got into trouble.
I like that she literally was like, something about acting your age.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys ever hear the whole, act your age, not your shoe size? Ooh. My sister would say that to me all the time, and then I would be like, what if my shoe size is how old I am? And she's like, it's not.
The Transfiguration class that day was very interesting. They had been changing guinea fowl into guinea pigs. So I had to look up what guinea fowl was because I had not a clue. It is a pet speckled hen.
Ooh.
Is what some people call it. But it kind of looks like a turkey.
I saw them in Scotland.
You did?
Yeah.
Is that the one
where they walk, like, just run around wild?
Is yeah. that the one that met its untimely demise?
Uh-oh. Oh.
How did it die?
Did they hit it with a car?
I was driving.
You did it?
It ran out in front of the car.
I, like, literally, just, I felt awful. I felt awful.
Oh, I'm
there
sure was nothing you I did.
Could do about there it. Was nothing we could have done.
But, yeah, I'm like, dude, bird, you got wings. Fly. Why they're are you running
across
the road?
They look like they're big.
They're like a small chicken.
They're like a small chicken.
You should not pick it up and try to eat it.
It literally was like there.
Dude, R.I.P. guinea fowl.
Yeah, I know. Out. I felt really so bad.
Sips for sadness or sips of sadness.
They have pretty feathers, though. They're a little
They're speckled. Really pretty.
Yeah, they have
pretty.
Like blue heads.
I'm actually not positive if it actually met its demise, but like definitely it, nicked
we
it.
We think it might have lost a feather or two.
Or its whole life.
What if they have wands over there that are made with guinea fowl feathers?
Oh, I don't think guinea fowl are magical, though, are they?
Maybe. If that one survived, it is.
True.
I don't know.
Sad tweet.
But they turned them into guinea pigs, literally. Anyway.
Oh, I get it!
That took you forever!
Katie's like, you're laughing pretty hard at that joke we make all the time.
I know, I was like, that's sad tweet. Oh.
But Neville's guinea pig still had some feathers. I said, uh-oh, that's probably bad grade for you.
Do they leave them? Like, they turn them into a guinea pig and it stays a guinea pig?
I would assume.
Oh, my God.
I would assume.
We're still talking about this Transfiguration
no,
stuff with
that's
you.
That's a whole different thing, because if you turn a guinea pig into
dude,
a
it's got to learn how to be like a guinea pig now. You know what I mean? You ain't no bird no more.
But if you kill the guinea pig, does it turn back into a guinea fowl?
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Nobody says question. Pigs.
I'm thinking if you turn an inanimate object into an animal.
No, I'm not doing it. No, I don't have time. I have to do laundry.
I think it would go back. I think it would revert back either way.
Maybe the spells are supposed to be short-lived. Maybe.
I bet you too, because they're only like in their fourth year that it's going to turn back into a bird.
Or also, where are we keeping all these animals?
If Hagrid's a seventh year does this, does it stay longer?
I think she probably reverts him.
You know how science teachers have to like order like their squid that you dissect and stuff? Is McGonagall just like putting in orders? Like,
well, I would Remus? Like 50 guinea fowl this week, please.
Remus yeah, said really, that like he ordered magical creatures.
Yeah, but you probably only
for Defense Against the Dark Arts.
He obtained them somehow.
If they're going to have classes where they're turning the fowls into the pigs, they probably only have enough for one class and they reuse them.
Yeah, true. That's what I was thinking.
Does that affect, like, if you think about, like, a book, for instance, and you somebody keep reusing else's magic it with every class, like, every time you use it, it's a little bit more used.
Whoa.
So, like, would the magic be less? So is
it easier to do it after so long, maybe? Because it's, or like, harder? Used to transitioning?
I mean, these are some
thoughts to think.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're getting real deep in a real short chapter.
True.
We got to give some content.
That's the yeah, besides us choking on coffee.
I know.
Right. The homework for that day was describe with examples the ways in which transforming spells must be adapted when performing cross-species switches.
Say that 10 times fast for
nope,
me.
Not going to try. McGonagall hits them with a sick burn, saying, now that Potter and Weasley have been kind enough to act their age.
Not their shoe size.
Yeah. McGonagall has some news for them. The Yule Ball is coming up and will only be open to fourth years and up, but you may invite a younger student if you wish. This is kind of like how prom worked for us.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Lavender giggles shrilly, and we get a preview of good old Lav Lev later on. Both she and Parvati look at Harry, possibly in a hopeful way, but Harry's annoyed at this because they're giggling over there, and he and Ron got busted for messing around, but McGee didn't say anything to the girls for being giggly.
Fair. Oh. Fair. Harry,
fair is fair, gotcha. Man. Dude.
Come on, McGee.
Yeah.
It's like your point systems.
Nope.
I've never said one bad thing.
Katie and I. So, dress robes are to be worn at this ball, and it will begin at 8 on Christmas Day, and will finish at midnight. And I thought that's, like, a really long time. Like, I know dinner's involved and everything, but that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The Yule Ball is, of course, a chance for us to let our hair down, she said in a disapproving voice. And I said, take that top knot down, girl.
Take it down.
Harry and Ron, or Harry pretty much thought the same thing. I think we get Harry's thought, like, she would never, like, because she actually wears a bun. And they're like, she never lets her hair down, literally and figuratively.
I know this is, you just talked about this, and we've moved on, but I just wanted to point this out. Someone posted in the group, Christina Fairchild,
okay,
a thing about the dates to the Yule Ball. And it's, like, a post, I think, from Tumblr, and it says, almost 40 years later, Harry wakes up in the dead of the night, apparates into Ron's home, and shakes him awake. Ron goes, dude, blimey, what's wrong? Harry, we could have gone together. We could have gone to the Yule Ball together. It would have been fine. We could have done that. Harry, or Ron, dawning realization, followed by deep-rooted regret that they were both very dumb teenagers. And it's like Hermione, face pressed into her pillow, and I could have married Victor Crumb. That's hysterical. She's probably like, God, can I just have one night, guys? One night where I can get some rest.
Romani for life.
Gosh. All right. So letting our hair down. But I said, this is not the time to be relaxed with the rules. No Gryffindors will embarrass Hogwarts or heads will roll. She's true. Very serious about this. Lavender continues losing her mind in giggle fits, and the bell finally rings and everyone takes off except Harry, because he has to hang back to have a chat with his head of house.
Did you guys ever have like for dances, like we had our vice principal, I remember, came in, because our freshman year we didn't have dances, we had mixers. And then we didn't have any formal dances till you were a sophomore, junior, senior. And I remember she was coming in and she like had a whole conversation to us about like how we were supposed to act and like blah, blah, blah.
Same. No, I went to public school.
Hashtag all girls Catholic high schools.
No. I would have. You guys literally would not have survived in an all girls school.
Yeah, it wasn't that
bad. I could not.
I loved it. Oof. And not because I married Katie, but like.
It's just
legitimately, I loved
at
it.
At that time in my life, I would have, if I had gone to a public school, like I would have had to like wake up and make sure I didn't look like, now I don't care. But, like, I would make sure that, like, my hair was done or my makeup. And I'm just like, God, I would roll. Class started at 8:15. I would roll out of bed at 8 o'clock, throw on my uniform, probably from the floor, and go to school.
Yeah, it was
and
great.
I'd get there between 8:10 and 8:15.
That's how I know all my friends, my boys.
We had that one teacher, not we, but my school, where at the dance she went around in like a like fluorescent vest, like that she would wear as like a crossing guard. She had a whistle, and she went around and made sure that everyone was like perfectly, however many inches apart.
No, that everybody had room for the Holy Ghost between them.
Yeah.
And we're not like the Holy Spirit. No. People would say, people at dances would say that to us.
Yeah. No. I mean, chaperones would go around like and just check, but nobody
literally.
They didn't tell you to leave room for the Holy Ghost.
They know Holy Ghost in public school.
And they would tell us, they were like, if you are wearing something like that they didn't approve of, like, we have sweatshirts.
No, yeah. We had some, yeah. it was pretty epic at public school. But honestly, like, I had a blast.
It was pretty chill.
I just want to let everybody know that before Katie and I even knew each other, we went to the same mixer.
We did.
And didn't even know it.
Was it the
St.
Ignatius one?
Yes.
Yeah, we were all there.
Isn't that funny?
And none of us knew each other.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Small world, man.
It was a bad night.
Small world. Yeah, that was not a fun night.
Yeah. One of our classmates was killed.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's I found out at the mixer.
Yeah,
started to bring things down.
On the way there or something?
At it.
That weekend.
At the mixer.
That's when we found out. She was in a car accident with her family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awful.
It was really sad. Mm-hmm. Very sad. Sorry to bring it down. Let's talk about Harry Potter.
Yeah, let's get back.
Doesn't die.
All right, Lavender is having giggle fit. So Harry has to hang back. So he thinks he might be in trouble because of the wand sword fighting, but this is about a whole other kind of battle, which is finding a dance partner and dancing in general. General, I should say. Not general, whatever I said. Harry is dumbfounded at the idea that he actually has to dance and find a partner to dance with. His insides basically curl up and die when he finds this out, because McGonagall thought that he was joking when he was like, what, dancing? She's like, it's been a tradition for forever. But
how would he,
like,
know that?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, well, she's probably just assuming.
And I said, after his insides basically curl up and die, I said, too bad they didn't take the Horcrux with them.
Oh.
He goes, I don't dance. She says, oh, yes, you do.
There's a song from High School Musical, I don't dance.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I don't know the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. It is a Yule Ball tradition that the champions open the ball with their partners. Harry had a sudden mental image of himself in a top hat and tails, accompanied by a girl in a sort of frilly dress Aunt Petunia always wore to Uncle Vernon's work parties. I'm not dancing, he said. It is traditional, said Professor McGonagall firmly. You are a Hogwarts champion, and you will do what is expected of you as a representative of the school. So make sure you get yourself a partner, Potter. But I don't... You heard me, Potter, said Professor McGonagall in a very final sort of way. I said, I love McGee.
I bet
you... goals, man.
Like, he's never had someone... of authority, really. Not that she's talking to him in a mean way. She's talking to him like a mom would tell you, like, you're doing this. I don't care. Like, I expect this of you.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is probably one of the very first times this ever happened to him. You know what I mean?
I love it. But Harry doesn't, because a week ago he would have thought finding a partner compared to getting past a horntail would have been easy peasy. But now that he's already faced the dragon, he'd rather do that than go ask a girl out.
I don't blame him.
But I don't blame him for the way that the hallways and stuff are right now. So because of the ball, a ton of the students put their name down to stay during Christmas holiday, more than ever before in Harry's year, because it seemed like everyone in the fourth year and above were staying at Hogwarts, and everyone who was staying was obsessed with Harry and who he would be taking. And I said, the girls have gone wild, giggling and whispering in the corridors around him.
Why do they suddenly, like, care about him now?
Because he's champion, and it would be something to go with him.
Well, I guess because he did well in the last task, too.
And it's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's an ugly guy.
They didn't seem to care about that before.
Well, they were, before, you know, they're...
I think, like, first year, everybody's ooh and ah, and then after that, it kind of, like, dies down a little bit.
It was just Jenny.
They get mad at him for, you know, losing points and stuff like
being
that. Like
Slytherin.
It's so up and down.
I think for the most part, some people are like, oh, he's just a regular old kid. And other times,
but then
like,
there's
you're doing,
moments.
Well, because I think they're like, oh, they forget. And then something like this happens where his name comes out of the goblin. They're like, oh, that's right. He's just trying to seek you know, fame and stuff. Not that they all believe it, but
I'm not gonna lie though, here though, I kind of think that people are literally just obsessed with the fact that like they want to go with Harry Potter.
Or a champion. Yeah.
Champion
too.
Or not, like I feel like even if he wasn't a champion and it was known that he was going to the ball, like I still think girls would care.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If he, because he's sure. Harry Potter.
Well, and again, like we know his dad wasn't ugly. Mm. I don't think he's ugly either. You know what I mean? He's
I am the chosen one.
He's a cutie. Head,
they want to be on the arm of a good-looking dude. A good-looking broski. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. So the girls are shrieking as he walks past, and they're comparing notes on what they're going to wear to the ball. And I said, here comes the dilemma. These wild, giggling ladies are moving in packs. And I feel like Steve Irwin, I said, RIP, poor one out, should be narrating this part of the story for Joe.
Honestly.
Sips of sadness for him.
Honestly. Oh, what a good guy.
Him. Look at those boots.
Harry has no idea how to get a girl alone so that he can ask her to the ball. And I said, I can totally understand why he's so apprehensive to asking someone. It's tough putting yourself out there and asking someone out, especially if the people around that person are like giggling out of control. Mm-hmm. So Ron just suggests that he laughs at one.
Oh, Ron.
I missed him. But Harry knew who he wanted to ask, but Cho was a year older and she was really popular, so he was intimidated. And I said, let's be real. Harry is the boy who lived, and he could have asked anyone, and they probably would have said yes. But I love that he is such a down-to-earth guy that he doesn't have a big head and he doesn't think that way. And it, I think that's part of what makes him such a great hero in our story.
Yeah, for sure.
And I really think that Cho would have for sure said yes to him. I know when she says, like, I'm sorry, I think she totally means it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And if he would have asked her out before Cedric did, I really think she would have said yes. And I think it says something about her not flip-flopping because of who Harry is and staying. I think she does like Cedric, too, obviously. Mm-hmm. But she's not going to flip flop for the famous Harry Potter. And I said, these are some quality people right here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like kids aren't always like that when they are kids, they're getting a little older, but
something came up. I can't go with you anymore. And then you show up with
Harry Potter. Right. Yeah. I love that they're just quality peeps. So a curly haired third year Hufflepuff girl to whom Harry had never spoken to in his life asked him to go to the ball with her the very next day. And I feel so bad. Harry was so taken aback that he said no before he'd even stopped to consider the matter. The girl walked off looking rather hurt, and Harry had to endure Dean's, Seamus's, and Ron's taunts about her all throughout history of magic.
I wonder who they could have been.
I don't know. Katie, was it you?
No.
But the following day, two more girls asked him, and a second year, and to his horror, a fifth year. And the fifth year looked as though she might knock him out if he refused. I think he's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because I think, too, he doesn't, not that he doesn't want to go, but he doesn't want to go as a champion. He doesn't want to he doesn't want to bring a partner.
He doesn't want the attention.
And if he's going to go with anybody, he already knows who he wants to go with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Harry's life had gotten a lot better since the first test. There wasn't as much unpleasantness surrounding him. He thought that Cedric probably told the Puffs to leave him alone after Harry helped him with the first task. So that was good to have them kind of like, not necessarily like on his side, but not like making jabs at him. Malfoy was still quoting Rita because he can't get any kind of new material. And Malfoys are going to Malfoy. But it was getting fewer laughs than it did before. And I said, get new material, bro. But Harry is feeling better after all of this. And because Hagrid talked to Rita and there wasn't a story about him in the Daily Prophet yet.
Maya in the Discord chat says, can you imagine if they'd have had to do all the crazy creative big asks to a dance that happened in the U.S. now magical prom proposals?
Oh, my God.
I kind of think they're dumb.
I really hate promposals. Sorry.
But imagine like the magical crap that would go into it.
I don't even know if I asked my date to the prom. I think Alex said because it was her cousin. Because I didn't like taking dates to proms.
I just had a boyfriend, so it was like nobody had to ask anybody.
Too had a girlfriend.
Yeah, she didn't go to our prom.
I wasn't allowed to go to my prom.
Well, you
with
were
Katie.
Allowed to go. You were not
allowed. I wasn't allowed to bring Katie, and I was like,
which is stupid.
Peace.
Because even if you aren't in a relationship with a female,
yeah, why can't
know.
You bring a friend?
Yeah, a friend yeah. that's a girl. Like, that's stupid. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Katie's school, for being more accommodating than mine in that moment. Because yeah. I was allowed to go to her prom. So yeah, we like just did just, her prom.
But
we hung out with you guys before, though. Yeah. Did pictures with, like, yeah. Alex and Sarah.
One of my favorite pictures of Katie and I running away in oh happy my God. Bliss is from that day.
I love that picture.
But, yeah, I mean, I just went with my cousin or friend's cousin because, one, I was single at the time, slash the, my whole life, basically. And I, like, all the other dances, I just liked going and not having a date, not having to worry about, like, are you having a good time? Because I didn't care. I'm going to have a good time. You know what I mean?
Prom is just a lot more than it needs to be.
Honest to God, like, you see all those movies, it's a like, dance. It's prom. And then I'm, like, looking back, I'm like, yeah, I had fun and stuff. But
we
like,
were at...
whatever.
Weren't we at Disney? We were at Disney, and there were kids at the Contemporary Resort for their prom taking prom photos, like, professional prom photos, like a wedding. Yeah. No.
I mean, we
here.
Did go downtown and took some great pictures.
We
not
usually went to like parks and stuff.
Yeah, and like the parents, like a parent comes and snaps some photos for you. Yeah, it's a dance.
I hated my hair. I shouldn't say I hated it. I just super blonde and not in a good way. And my hair was short, so I didn't put it up or anything. But whatever.
I too had very short hair for prom.
You both did.
Yep.
Katie had Still her lip do. Pierced.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Yeah. It was. I mean, and I wore flats, so like I didn't wear heels. I wore leopard print flip-flops.
Okay.
You did.
All right.
Prom. Harry Potter.
Prom Potter.
Potter prom.
So Hagrid and Rita, as Tiffany mentioned, did meet for their interview. And Hagrid said that she was not very interested in Hagrid or even magical creatures. She was just interested in talking to Hagrid about Harry. She was fishing for bad stories on him, so she kept asking Hagrid if he had ever had to tell him off for something in class as a professor, or if he ever skipped lessons. She was just fishing, which really annoys me.
Well,
but she needed new information.
I think for her, because he rebuffed her so badly after the first task, that she's like, I'm gonna, all right, so you don't want to like help me out, whatever, I'm gonna find out your secrets, sir.
Yeah. So Harry doesn't seem surprised by this information from Hagrid at all and says that, well, she can't keep writing about what a tragic little hero I am. It'll get boring. And he suggests that she go and interview Snape for that angle because he'd give her the good on him and say that he's been crossing lines ever since he first arrived at this school.
I don't think he would. And the way I say that is because
I think he'd just blow her off.
I don't think he would be he's like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, I want to talk to you less than I want to talk to Potter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he just is like, go away, you're annoying.
I agree. I really loved at that moment, though, how Hagrid, like, immediately, even Harry just talking about Snape hating him so much, Hagrid, like, jumps to defend Harry. Like, you're not, yeah, you bend some rules every now and then, but, like, you're a good kid.
Yeah.
And I loved that about him. So Ron asks Hagrid if he's going to the ball on Christmas, and Hagrid says that he's thinking on it, a.k.a. thinking about Madame Maxime. But the last week of term is becoming increasingly boisterous. So, like, excitement is building. People are so ready for Christmas break and for the ball, and some rumors are swirling about plans for the Yule Ball, which I thought were pretty hilarious. Like, Dumbledore bought 800 barrels of mulled mead from Madame Rosmerta, and I just said, LOL, kids, really?
Accurate.
Like, would they even be allowed to drink that?
No, I don't think so. Like I would.
Well, I guess Hagrid probably could drink four of those. True. Fine.
Maybe 800 barrels of butterbeer would be more accurate. I could see that, maybe. And then there was also a rumor going around about the Weird Sisters, but that actually was a fact. Dumbledore did book the Weird Sisters for the Yule Ball, and Harry... says in the chapter, he's like, I don't really know who they are or anything about them because I didn't grow up listening to the Wizarding Wireless Network.
WWN.
So classes, building up to this final week, Professor Flitwick basically just gave up trying to teach them and just allowed them to play games in his lesson. And he spent most of the class talking to Harry about the summoning charm that he used in the task. And I just said, how proud do you think he was
yeah.
that Harry used that spell that, like, they just learned? I think he was probably pretty excited about it.
I think so, too.
Professor Binns didn't give a heck what day it was or what was going on. He didn't even let death stop him from teaching. He just kept on talking about those goblin rebellions. And then Professors McGee and Judy kept them working, too, all the way to the last day. And Snape. And I, this line kills me. It's so funny. Harry says, Snape, of course, would no sooner let them play games in class than adopt Harry.
Dude.
And then he also tells them that he's testing them on poison antidotes on the last lesson of the term. And Ron is not happy. Calls him evil for springing a test on them on the last day. How dare he? And Hermione is just critical of their lack of effort for school and of the golden egg. Harry is procrastination station here. Does not even want to think about it. He's put the golden egg up in his trunk and has not opened it since the celebration party after the first task. This was only like 2 weeks later, so I guess it's not too bad because he still has 2.5 months left to try and figure it out.
Yeah.
This is
me. Yeah, but like you could have figured it out soon, bro, and then had all the time to really prepare. It's
passable.
Instead of getting your answer the day of the test. I'm just saying.
But Hermione is really pushing him, and Ron just tells her to leave him alone. Fred and George come over and ask Ron if they can borrow Pig, but he says no because he's off delivering that serious letter. But they're curious who they keep writing to, because this is now, I think, the second time we hear of Fred and George sending a letter, and they're being like super hush-hush about it. They don't want anybody to know who they're sending to, so they won't tell us. And I think Ron calls them Pratts, but that makes me laugh. So then... Ron asks Fred and George. Oh, wait, no. Fred and George ask Ron if they have dates to the ball yet. And of course, they say no. But Fred's line is, well, you'd better hurry up, mate, or all the good ones will be gone.
I just had to say
and this. And I roll my eyes.
The scene in the movie when they're all at the Great Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I
so good.
Love that scene. And he's like dancing. You guys can't see it because this is a podcast.
She's doing it exactly like it in the movie.
And my hair's just the same length. It's perfect.
Oh my God. It really is, though. Jeez.
That they did execute this scene really well in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then he asks Angelina right there on the spot if she'll go with him. And she says, all right, then. And then is like smiley whenever she turns back.
So and marry your brother after you die.
So oh, boy.
And then Ron says to Harry, we should get a move on, you know. Ask someone. He's right. We don't want to end up with a pair of trolls. And I just say, oh, Ron.
Such a Ron thing to
Woman
say.
Woman power to Herm. She goes, oh, I see. So basically you're going to take the best-looking girl who will have you, even if she's completely horrible. And rightfully so, she leaves him downstairs without another word. Ooh. Hashtag preach girl.
Props to Hermione.
Honestly.
Hermione.
Do you think Florence should read this?
Yes.
It's been a minute. I know her friend...
Who
shall remain nameless because she doesn't have one yet, tried to read the other one.
She was all over the map.
Alrighty, Rooski.
Jeez.
Attention, dear swishes. Adventurers out there. Why settle for ordinary coffee? Nope, it says ordinary chain store coffee when you can have an adventure in every cup or bowl, however you drink your coffee, with Expedition Roasters, artisanal roasters of pop culture coffees. Now you can experience a little theme park magic every day at your own home, your office, your car, wherever you drink your coffee. It could even be in the bathroom. Each themed bag features custom artwork by guest artists that make it perfect for displaying in your kitchen or office or your car, wherever you want to display those lovely bags. So try one of our premium wizarding roasts like Book Smart Blueberry. I always have trouble with that word. Charming Chocolate Cherry. That's my favorite one to say. Cunning Caramel Crunch. That's also fun to say. Or Big Hearted Butterscotch. Delish. All our coffees, well, they're not our coffees, they're their coffees, are certified gluten and allergen free. So start your coffee adventure today at expeditionroasters.com. And don't forget to use our coupon code SWISHFLICK15 and you get 15% off your first purchase. Brew your happy place, peeps. Also, they have you know, coffee accessories.
And teas.
And teas. You can buy, if you have a K-cup, they have reusable K-cups. Delish.
Well done.
Good job.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/swishflickcast and browse the selection of audio programs. Audible offers an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. You can get all of 7 of the Harry Potter books, Fantastic Beasts, Quidditch Through the Ages, and more. I listen to the Harry Potter books on my long, long drives to and from work, thanks to Audible. When you sign up, you can get 1 audiobook for free, so you can pick whatever book you'd like. Just to download. I'm struggling, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/switchflickcast.
You got through.
Also, just fun fact about Audible and what are they called? What kind of books? Audiobooks. What's wrong with me?
What's wrong
If you're into Star Wars books and you listen to Star Wars like Audible books, they have sound effects.
What?
Fun fact. Yeah.
Like,
what? They even you they can play hear some the of the pew, music pew, as pews. Well. Like
that's
the theme music. Yeah.
That's so cool. My turn. Starting off with a chapter read. I don't know. Okay. They're discussing things we're not allowed to know, Sarah.
Yeah, it's about you.
It's all about me.
It's all about me.
All right. Quote from the book. The Hogwarts staff, demonstrating a continued desire to impress the visitors from Beauxbatons and Dormstrang, seemed determined to show the castle at its best this Christmas. When the decorations went up, Harry noticed that they were the most stunning he had yet seen inside the school. Everlasting icicles had been attached to the banisters of the marble staircase. The usual 12 Christmas trees in the Great Hall were bedecked with everything from luminous holly berries to real hooting golden owls.
Oh.
And the suits of armor had all been bewitched to sing carols whenever anyone passed them. It's like walking down the Christmas aisle with all those annoying things like that.
Somebody pushed every button.
Not yes. Them.
How do they get the owls to stay?
I don't know.
Maybe they're not real owls.
They just said they're real.
Real hooting golden owls.
But real hooting golden owls. Maybe it's just like transfigured to look like a real hooting golden owl.
Mr. Hoots.
That's not what it says.
Maybe.
It seems inhumane.
I'm sure they can come and go as they please and like sit up in the owlery or something.
Maybe they just like the trees.
Hmm.
It was quite something to hear, "O come all ye faithful," sung by an empty helmet that only knew half the words. Several times, Filch the caretaker had to extract Peeves from inside the armor, where he had taken to hiding, filling in the gaps in the songs with lyrics of his own invention, all of which were very rude.
That's something I would probably do.
I was thinking that as I read it. And still, Harry hadn't asked Cho to the ball. Harry and Ron were getting a little bit nervous, and even so, Harry was like, "Ron, you're going to look a lot less stupid than I will without a partner because you don't have to open up the ball."
Harry could just dance with himself.
Honestly.
Isn't that a song?
I'm thinking the same
thing. I was
thing.
Trying to think
dancing
of it.
Dancing by myself, but I think it's Dancing in the Streets. Dancing in the Streets.
Dancing in the Streets is from Sister Act.
Can't think of it. Someone
I think
tell
it's
me.
A real song.
I know. It's a real song from Sister Act.
I mean, I think it's a song on its own besides just the movie.
I just know it from Sister Act.
Harry miserably says, "Well, there's always Moaning Myrtle, who you know would gladly go to the ball with him."
Dude, I would love that.
Mm-hmm. And Ron's like, "All right, we just got to grit our teeth."
Dancing with myself, Billy Idol.
Yes, that's it. He's like, "We just got to grit our teeth and do it." And he says it in a tone that's like they're storming impregnable fortresses. Like,
how many people do you think were just like screaming at us, though, that
oh,
we didn't
sure.
know that?
Oh, for sure. I was just thinking the same thing.
But the song I was thinking of was totally different than that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
the Dancing in the Streets song
yeah.
is different.
There is a proclamation across the nation. We're dancing in the street.
Oh, okay. Oh, I hear it now. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. So they both agree that by the time they get back to the common room tonight, they'll both have partners. At least Ooh. Ron says that, and Harry's like, okay.
Okay.
Sucks to suck. Y'all don't get partners. Spoilers.
All day, Harry all is so nervous about it. So he glimpses Cho a few times. She's always surrounded by girls. Mm-hmm. Does she ever go anywhere alone? What does he have to do? Ambush her on the way to the bathroom? Like,
whoa. But do you remember what happened to Moaning Myrtle when she went to the bathroom by herself?
What? Sir?
Right? Can you blame her?
This is why all those girls are grabbing facts.
He tries to concentrate through Snape's big test, but he forgot the key ingredient, a Bezoar. Which,
ooh.
Maybe this is what forced him to remember
you
it.
Shut your mouth. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why he saved Ron's life.
Yeah. I was literally just thinking, I'm like, oh, I wonder if it caused him to really.
To this.
Sucked into
high
his
fives
head.
All
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
But he got bottom marks right now. But don't worry, you're going to save someone's life later. It's all good.
Just wait. He won't be the professor there forever. Slughorn for the win?
Question mark?
So he decides, I just got to have a private word with Cho. I just got to ask her. And he finds her sooner than he expects. She's coming out of Defense Against the Dark Arts. He kind of just blurts out, like, Cho, can I talk to you? And her whole crew giggles, but she doesn't, which I think is really nice. She's just like, okay.
Well, she probably also knows, like, if he's going to ask
me,
I can't say
she's
yes.
She's so different from the people she's walking around with, though. You know what I mean?
Huh. Yeah.
She's not, I don't know, she's different than they are.
Do you want to help me read this part?
Oh, sure. Who's who?
Yeah, who do you want to be?
I don't know.
Who's going to read that line?
Yeah. Do you want to be Harry or Cho?
I'll be Harry.
Okay. Oh. Do you want me to also be a narrator?
Yeah.
Do you want me to narrate?
Sure.
Yes.
We're Matt.
I'll sit here silently.
Good. Harry turned to look.
Harry turned to look at her and his stomach gave a weird lurch, though he had missed a step going downstairs. He said. He couldn't ask her. He couldn't, but he had to. Cho stood there looking puzzled, watching him. The words came out before Harry had quite got his tongue around them.
Want to go to the ball with me?
Sorry?
Said do you, Cho.
Oh. Do you want to go to the ball with me?
Said Harry. Why did he have to go red now? Why?
Oh,
said Cho. And she went red too.
Oh, Harry, I'm really sorry.
And she truly looked it.
I've already said I'll go with someone else.
Oh,
said Harry. It was odd. A moment before, his insides had been writhing like snakes, but suddenly he didn't seem to have any insides at all.
Oh, okay,
he said.
No problem.
I'm really sorry.
That's okay,
said Harry. They stood there looking at each other, and then Cho said,
well,
yeah,
said Harry.
Well, bye,
said Cho, still very red. She walked away. Harry called after her before he could stop himself.
Who are you going with?
Oh, Cedric,
she said.
Cedric Diggory.
Oh, right,
said Harry.
The real Hogwarts champion.
Oh, good job, guys.
Yeah.
So his insides come back, but now they feel like they're filled with lead, which is really sad.
Aww.
He forgot all about dinner. He just makes his way back to the common room, and he can't stop thinking about how he was, you know, really starting to like Cedric, prepared to...
I mean, he's gonna be like, the guy's got good taste.
Prepared to like forget that, you know, once he had beaten him at Quidditch and that he was handsome and popular and nearly everyone's favorite champion, he was really realizing that Cedric was, in fact, a useless pretty boy who didn't have enough brains to fill an egg cup.
Harry, that's a little rough.
No, man, he's heartbroken.
Can you just imagine him walking back just like fuming?
He's like, more mad.
He's like, oh, I hate Cedric.
Such a
beep.
Yep.
By the time he gets back to the common room, he's like, Balderdash!
Or was it fairy lights?
Balderdash!
Yes. Air punch in the sky.
So when he gets back to the common room, he sees Ginny is with Ron, and she's trying to soothe him. And Ron has this look of blind horror on his face. Why did he do it? What made him do it? And Harry's like, what's going on? And Ginny's trying not to smile and tells him that Ron asked Floor to the dance floor.
Floor!
I love
another scene I do enjoy from the movie. Like, he truly looks like he's sick.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know what made me do it. What was I playing at? There were people all around. I've gone mad. Everyone watching. I was just walking past her in the entrance hall. She was standing there talking to Diggory, and it sort of came over me. And I asked her.
Gosh.
So he's like,
Floor.
She looked at him like he was a sea slug.
A sea slug.
And didn't even answer. And he just ran for it.
That's going to be your sister-in-law.
I like it in the movie because is it Hermione that's like, like, did she say no? And he's like, no. And she's like, she said yes.
I love it.
I think he's like, don't be ridiculous or something.
Probably.
So funny.
So where was I? Oh, so Harry's like, well, you were right. She is part Vila. So she was probably turning up that charm when she's talking to Diggory, and then you got blasted with it. But she was wasting her time because he's going with Cho Chang. I asked her just now, and she told me. And Ginny stopped smiling.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she stopped smiling because he asked someone else and not her? Or
yes.
That yeah. he got rejected?
Oh, definitely.
That wasn't her. Yeah, but she couldn't go with him either because she's going with Neville at this point.
Still, it's going to make her sad, no matter who he asks.
Yeah, does she just expect Harry to just go by himself everywhere?
Well, he's not allowed. McG won't allow it.
She doesn't care.
No, that's true. So apparently Neville asked Hermione. Harry can't believe it. Poor Neville.
With her at this moment.
What?
Maybe Neville's not going with.
No,
she is.
Oh,
yeah.
They're about to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay.
Clearly, so, you know, Tiffany doesn't reread the chapter.
I didn't read the end of the chapter at this one. I had to go to sleep. God.
Poor Neville, though, because Ron and Harry are like having a good laugh at him that he would dare to ask Hermione. And Hermione said that she was already going with someone else. And Ron was like, ha, as if she just didn't want to go with Neville. I mean, who would? Well, sorry, Jenny, because later she admits, well, he asked me. So
Jenny just wants to go, I think. I mean, not that she wouldn't enjoy going. Like, I think Neville obviously is fine, but I think that mostly Ginny would have said yes probably to anybody who asked her because she wouldn't get to go otherwise.
Well, I mean, and Neville's not a bad guy. They're just,
right.
You know,
they're just annoying teenagers.
Yeah.
So Harry comes in and Ginny fills her in that they both got turned by girls they asked to the ball and they both shut up laughing.
Yes.
Ron's like, thanks, Hermione.
Snap, Ginny, snap.
So Hermione finds out that Ron and Harry missed dinner because they were rejected by females. It's not going to be the first or last time.
I love that. Rejected by females.
Hermione reminds Ron that there are basically other fish in the sea, and maybe he will find someone somewhere. And a little quote from the book, it says, but Ron was staring at Hermione as though suddenly seeing her in a whole new light. And I said, he's an idiot. And then another little quote, Hermione, Neville's right. You are a girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, I repeat, he's an idiot. It says Ron tells her that she can come with one of them, but she's like, no, I can't. Because, of course, she's like, and he's like, of course you can. She's like, no. Hold on. I'm trying to read what I wrote. So Ron tells her she can come with one of them, but she actually, oh, yeah, because she's like, I can't. He was like, but of course you can. Like, we need partners, and, you know, we can't look bad and look like, I think he even says, like, idiots or something.
Yeah.
Walking in there with no dates. And Harry actually has to have one. And she's like, no, I can't because I'm already going with someone. Except I wrote without else. Going without else. She's going with someone else. And so Ron is a jerk. And he goes, no, you're not, said Ron. You just said that to get rid of Neville. And she says, oh, did I? Her eyes flash dangerously. Just because it's taken you 3 years to notice, Ron, doesn't mean no one else has spotted I'm a girl.
True that.
And Ron's very persistent. That she will be one of their dates, but she's like, no, I've told you twice, I'm going with someone else. So she's like mad at him and storms off, and he still comments like, I know she's lying. And Ginny's like, nah, bro, she's not lying. And then Ron, she won't tell Ron who it is because he's like, well, who's she going with then? And it's none of your business.
Good on Ginny.
Stay up about my business. Stay in your business.
Sleep. So then Ron says to Ginny, well, you can go with Harry. But she's like, nope, I can't, I already have a date. And they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm the one. I'm going with Neville. And then, like, Ron is, like, mean about it.
Well, because he's brothers will do as brothers will do when your brother is Ron, too.
Yeah.
That rhymed.
So Ron doesn't know what to do. Like, what has gotten into these girls? Going with other people, not him and Harry. Jeez. So then Harry sees Pavarti and Lavender walk down the stairs, and he's like, okay, got a plan. So he goes up to them and he asks Pavarti, will you go to the ball with me? And she's like, yeah, sure. And Lavender, he wouldn't say that. He would say, dudette, can you go with Ron? And she's like, I'm going with Seamus. Bye. and so then they're like, I think Pavarti or someone goes like, oh, like, well, Hermione can go with Ron. And they're like, no, she's going with someone. And it literally says in the book, Pavarti looks astonished. She's like, what? She's
probably going with someone? Here's what I think is because Hermione is so McGee.
Very much book, learn.
I don't have time for shenanigans.
All she does
is hang out
with Harry and Ron. So, like, it would be expected she would go with one of them,
Or not at all.
Yeah.
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 No, she doesn't know how to
have fun.
Metaphorically put her hair down.
Correct.
But she does.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, she does. But I don't think with them. You know what I mean? Like, they don't see that side of her ever.
Right.
And so she's shocked at that news. And then she's like, well, who's she going with? And they're like, we don't know. She won't tell us. So then they're like, oh, well, Pavarti's like, I've got a sister. She's a Ravenclaw. Maybe she can go with Ron. And then he's like, yeah, can you find out and, like, you know, let me know.
Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Yeah.
Boom, partner's done. Roasted.
Yeah. I wanna like, tell them through the book, don't go with them. What? They're going to make you miserable.
Yeah, for rules.
But, yeah, that's how it ends. Harry has a date, and Ron hopefully might get one.
Hey, we'll see.
We'll see. Bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah, bah. Lightning bolt round questions for you and me.
I don't think that.
Hold on, I do want to say this is the last like sentence of that chapter, and it says after he went back over to Ron, feeling like that this ball was a lot more trouble than it was worth, probably, and hoping very much that Padma Patil's nose was dead center.
Because he talks about a different girl. And Hermione's like, what's wrong with her? She's really nice. And he was like, her nose is off center. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eloise Midgen or something. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ron, you need to grow up.
Well, he wants Herm.
He just won't admit it yet.
He doesn't know that yet.
And some lab.
Ron doesn't know that he wants loves Hermione.
A lot of lab.
So she's still his friend every day.
So.
He tells her he wants to go to the ball. She says, no, I won't because I'm going with someone else.
Who would you want to ask to the ball?
Your mom.
I think I'd want to go with Cedric.
Yeah.
Harry Potter character wise?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd go with Meg, but if, you know, I was just stuck in the characters that are there.
I would probably go with. If I could go any Harry Potter character.
Come on.
Charlie. Dean. I think he'd be a good time. Charlie. He would probably be a fun time too, or one of the twins.
Dean.
Like, I'd go with George.
Oh, yeah.
Dean or Luna?
Greta Forge.
Oh, Luna would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Luna.
Because technically she's too young right now to go, right?
Vinny said Lily.
Oh, Lily. I would go with her.
Or Sirius would be a fun time.
Oh, Sirius would be a blast. God.
That would be like a dangerously fun time.
Oh, Remus.
I need to go with all the Marauders.
Remus,
Remus would kick the Holy Ghost in the middle.
He would be the Holy Ghost. Let me sandwich myself in between you two.
Oh, Lord.
Be like, James and Lily dancing. He's like, I want to make sure you guys don't make a little hairy, so let me just slice right in between you two. Gosh.
I have a really good question. If you could assign one of us a bad date to go to the ball with.
Harry Potter wise? Can it be any
character? Yeah, no, Harry Potter wise. I'm sending Sarah with Lockhart.
I have a good time because I think I would like make him. I'd be like, tell me more about yourself.
Really?
Eight. Come on, a bad date.
I would assign you to Crab.
Me? Oh, mean.
I think I would make Megan go with Snape.
Oh, young Snape or old Snape?
Katie has to go with Wormtail.
No.
I mean, I was kind of thinking the same thing.
I would force him to wash his hair before we went in there.
No hair washing allowed.
I would wash it myself. I'd scourgify that.
What a date.
Who else would
Umbridge
Katie
would
go
be the worst.
Oh. Filch.
Yeah.
Filch.
Ooh.
Vinny said Filch. He probably smells.
I bet he does.
Brittany says Seamus. He would catch things on fire.
Awesome. You'd have a fiery time.
Oh, you could make s'mores outside.
Be hot.
Yeah.
What else?
Nobody wants to go with Malfoy?
No.
He's on a bad date?
He'd be better than
Father to hear about everything.
I would go with Malfoy. I'd change him.
Okay.
I would make him also wash his hair and scrub his face.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Not back then.
I'm not going to lie. I still think he's pretty cute.
I mean,
he's cute, but
he just looks like a scrub.
A little unkempt.
I don't want no scrubs.
I was thinking that. What other questions?
That was a good one. I had a question at the beginning of it, and I don't remember what it was, and I was going to write it down, and then I didn't.
Okay. I think somebody asked us another one, didn't they?
I don't think so.
What would be your favorite 90s song to dance to?
Oh, God. It would have to be some sort of Backstreet song.
NSYNC all the way.
Hoku, another dumb blonde. I loved that song so much.
Destiny's Child, I like a lot. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Hoku.
Jump in, jump in.
Yeah.
Aaron's Party.
Oh my God.
I don't really know that song too well.
Oh man.
It's the one where it's
the cheese. I know what it is. Outrageous.
Yeah.
That's how I beat Shaq.
What about
Boom, I'm putting the hoop like slam.
Anything insane.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the worst dancer? Harry or Ron? Definitely Ron.
You think so? I would think Harry.
You know what? I take that back. You're right. Because I'm thinking of Ron and Kirschchild, and he could totally pull off some dances on the dance floor.
Somebody did ask us one. Would you want to go with the champion? Seems like way too much attention.
No.
I would not.
No.
I don't know. Out of those, maybe Crumb, to be honest with you. I would have gone with Crumb.
He's hot.
He is so good looking.
I would go with the champion.
One of those four.
I just want to have a good time. I don't want to have pressure.
One of those four. Would if you had to go with one of those four, who would you go with?
The champion.
Cedric. I call Crumb.
Cedric.
All right, so you got Fleur and Harry.
I would probably not, because here's the thing. Crumb ended up having a really good time, but I wouldn't have known that about him. Harry seems like a wallflower. No fun. Fleur.
No fun, Harry.
Just
Cedric seems like the
boring
best
Cedric.
See, I would rather go. I would rather go with Crumb.
I know he'd
Cedric.
Be really nice to me. Probably get me a drink.
Yeah, but he'd be like too
cut
nice.
Up my food, perhaps. Pre-chew it.
Mama bird it to me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So gross.
Which champion would you go with out of our four?
Cedric.
Cedric.
Yeah.
Cedric. Oh, Crumb.
Well, you don't know that about him. All he does is sulk around.
Yeah, but like Cedric is
staring
like,
at Hermione.
Staring at Hermione.
Oh my gosh.
How crazy that, like, I don't know. I like the parallel of Crumb and how, like, he's this famous figure, but, like, he can't get what he wants in that respect because, like, Hermione doesn't feel that way back to him.
I just love...
And he feels like he can get whatever he wants because he's, like, a famous Quidditch player, but you can't.
What?
Well... Yes. In Deathly Hallows, when he's like, what is the point of being an international Quidditch star if all the pretty girls are taken or something like that?
Well, maybe your personality sucks, bro.
No, but like, obviously Hermione still talks to him. So like, they're friends. She's just like, I'm into another dude.
I'm into a redheaded nerd.
I get it. I get it.
I'm
into the jelly.
Yep.
I don't think you're ready for this.
I'm the peanut butter to his jelly.
This is what Ron says before they get together. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Accurate.
But I can see that.
Now.
Oh my God. I had a good question and I forgot what it was.
Too
I should
bad.
Have written it down.
If you remember after the fan story.
I should have written it down.
Fan story?
Yep.
Fan story.
Move it.
All right. This week comes from Amanda Novak. My name is Amanda George. Oh.
That's why I was like, wait, what?
Maybe she got married and like, I'm like, my email is all messed up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Both names.
This comes from Amanda. She's from Wisconsin and here's her Potter story. I started reading Harry Potter around the time I was 11 or 12, about 2004. So I was a little late to the game.
Not really. It's okay.
It wasn't necessarily that I didn't like the series or that I felt it was a fad. I just didn't like reading at that time. I hadn't seen any of the movies either, and for whatever reason, just didn't have any interest in the series. I went to a friend's birthday party where we went to see Prisoner of Azkaban in the theaters and instantly fell in love with Harry and his world. I watched the first two movies that night at her house and borrowed the books to take home and read. I have been hooked ever since. That summer, I read through all the books that were out at the time, up to Order of the Phoenix, and anxiously awaited the release of new books. I'm so glad I wasn't too late and was able to experience the magic of a midnight release. Now at the age of 26, I'm considered to be that friend who everyone tags in all the Harry Potter memes and buys merch for on holidays and birthdays. Not complaining. I met my husband in high school when we were 17 and was shocked to find out that he hated Harry Potter since he looked like Harry as a child and didn't know enough about the series to appreciate the reference. I was determined to show him the magic and the magic I found in the series and was successful in this endeavor. He now happily endures and even encourages my obsession, listening to your pod with me on car rides, watching the movies on repeat, and he has even begun to read the series himself at age 25.
Yes.
Good.
Nice.
I'm so happy to have stumbled across the podcast while looking up Harry Potter soundtracks on Spotify. You ladies in the community you have created is awesome, and I'm so happy to be part of it. Keep the magic going. Other details, I'm a proud Hufflepuff.
Yes.
Pukwudgie and Ilvermorny. My Patronus is a tortoiseshell cat.
Jealous.
Knew you would be.
My wand is vinewood with a phoenix feather core, 12 1/4 inches, and slightly yielding flexibility.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda, thank you.
Keep spreading that Potter love. You're never too late to the game, even if you started today and you're 95. Don't care.
Sorry we ruined it for you.
No, but thank you for being a part of our community. We love all of you so very much.
Okay. I love you.
All right. Make sure that you follow us on all the different social media channels. We're on Facebook at Swish and Flick Podcast and Twitter and Instagram at Swish Flick Cast. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Patreon to gain access to our bi-monthly bonus episodes, The Felix Files, and also join access to our Discord channel to follow along live while we record. So shout out to all of our current patrons. We really appreciate all of your support. We couldn't do this without you.
She's lying.
I'm not lying. Lastly, make sure that you check out our website, swishflickcast.com, to get all of the info on us there and our merchandise.
Merch.
Yeah, someone today saw us drinking out of our tumbler, like, for coffee, basically. I mean, you can put any hot beverage and or cold beverage.
And it keeps it hot or cold, whichever it is.
Yeah.
Forever. For super
long. Very long time.
And then if you have, like, ideas, you're like, ooh, this would make, like, I want, I don't know, a spoon that says Swish and Flick on it and our logo.
Spoon and Flick.
What your ideas are.
We're working on some stuff.
Swish and stir.
We've gotten some ideas, actually, through the email, so it's been noted. Don't you worry.
Yep.
We just need to, well, this will
do it. Man. Yeah. I got a lot of projects going on as far as design goes right now.
BB-8 Radio, Alana's birthday party.
The important things in life. Everything else isn't as important as us. Okay, thanks.
Those are top of the list.
Wedding invites.
Wedding invites. Stuff. Other promotional stuff. I got a lot on there right now.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter at tiffswish_flick. Been doing that, tweeting people, you know, the cool stuff. Also recording BB-8 Radio, being a mom, being a teacher, trying to finish school.
By this time, by the time this comes out, you only have like 2 weeks left.
Sweet. All right, Megan.
Follow Katie and I on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter at The Petrus Family. It's our daily vlogs. And we lately have been showing you a lot of recipes. I actually recently got a new recipe book in the mail from my friend Tim for my birthday. Thank you, Tim. And it's like a whole plant-based cookbook called Thug Kitchen. So it's really funny too. It's like the way that they tell you the episode or the recipes is like the episodes. I was gonna say episodes. There's a lot of swearing in them, but it's funny. So I'm gonna show you guys some of those.
I thought you said recipes. A swear when you said the name
of it.
As
well,
I didn't. Did I?
No. I thought that was part of the name.
Oh, Thug Kitchen.
I've had that in my Amazon cart for a long time to get you.
Oh well, thanks.
Thanks,
Tim.
I'll have to get it.
I actually have two of their recipe books. I have Thug Kitchen 101 and Thug Kitchen, the one that Tim sent
thug?
Me.
Thug? I thought it was Fug.
No, thug.
Maybe I got you the other one then.
I think you did a while ago, but now I have two. Excellent. And yeah, it's all different recipes in each one. So thanks, Tim.
If you want to add to our design pile of stuff to do, hit us up at Whimsy Creative. We can do whatever you need.
WhimsyCreativeDesign@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We can send you pricing on all your projects.
All your projects. How about you, Sarah?
Like, what if they have like a science project for school? Could you do that for them?
A diary.
You know, I can try, but I can't guarantee an A.
We can make sure you get a grade. Now, whether it's a good one or a bad one, we can't promise anything. I'm just trying to live my life. What am I doing with it? Nothing really, but you can follow me at O'Malley. I just post a lot of randomness about my life
on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram. I don't have a Twitter anymore.
Tweeter.
And I'm just trying to figure out what the next year is going to hold. I haven't applied to school. I might by the time this happens. So we'll see what happens. Game of Thrones is almost over. It's like the weekend this comes out. It's the 5th episode.
Cool.
I might just be dead. From all the sadness of this year.
Oh my gosh.
Avengers is ended. Game of Thrones is ending. Literally Star Wars ending. Is ending.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think you're going to make
Swish and Flick goes on, though. So yes. We've all got that.
Yes.
Who knows? I might leave again.
Oh my gosh. People are going to be like, is you're going to leave?
People get so, they're like, don't go.
She's not going.
Hold on. Hold on, Jack. Don't let go.
Oh my gosh, there was room on that door.
Truth. There was. They proved it on Mythbusters.
Yeah.
And then was it Steven Spielberg? He was like, no.
Steven Spielberg.
he needed to die, which I mean, it's sad and stuff, but get a smaller door next time you make the movie.
Oh. Oh. Well, on that note, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
I like coffee, I like tea, I love the Java Jive.
Hold on, can you mute this again?
There's a trash bag over there. It's called Sarah. I'm sorry.
No, I got most of it down.
I made coffee. Go out of here.
Fozzie Bear. He is the best bear in the world. What does he wear? We don't know. Fozzie Bear.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.